Although the TSA website does not list Geiger counters or radiation detectors as prohibited items, a number of personal experiences by air travelers found on the internet make it clear that this may be up to the prerogative of the individual TSA agent, and one should be most careful and discreet when boarding an airliner with such a device. Reports on radiation in California have been mixed. In 2012, scientists at Stanford's Hopkins Marine Station in Monterey County reported low levels of radioactive cesium in the Pacific bluefin tuna caught off the coast of San Diego. One San Mateo resident posted a YouTube in early 2014 indicating levels of radiation on a nearby beach at 5 times the level of normal background radiation. However, state officials were quick to respond. Wendy Hopkins of California Department of Public Health told the media, "Recent tests show that elevated levels of radiation at Half Moon Bay are due to naturally occurring materials and not radioactivity associated with the Fukushima incident. There is no public health risk at California beaches due to radioactivity related to events at Fukushima." Other health officials joined in, claiming it was safe to visit beaches. David Hirsch, a nuclear policy expert and lecturer at the University of California at Santa Cruz, quipped, "No one should fear a day on the beach. No one should fear surfing or eating fish." In mid-May 2014, after analyzing kelp samples from 26 locations along the Pacific coast, including samples taken in Hawaii and Guam, a 40-member team headed by Stephen Manley, a professor of marine biology at Cal State Long Beach, and Kai Vetter, a professor of nuclear physics and engineering at UC Berkeley, concluded that no signs of Fukushima radiation had yet been found on the West Coast. "According to predictions based on our scientific models, we should see, at some point, the arrival of small concentrations of cesium. But the concentration we are expecting is extremely small and most likely won't be a danger to the public," assured Vetter. In other words, the mainstream scientific community is not concerned. Yet some researchers suggest that certain Washington officials may have known that the Fukushima disaster was worse than initially reported. Furthermore, these skeptics point out, many nuclear reactors in the U.S. are of similar design and could be susceptible to similarly catastrophic damage. 5 of the 6 Fukushima reactors were General Electric GE Mark I's. There are 23 GE Mark I BWR reactor nuclear plants in the United States. As far back as 1972, Stephen H. Hanauer, then a safety official with the Atomic Energy Commission, recommended that the Mark I system be discontinued because it presented unacceptable safety risks. Hanauer specifically cited the smaller design of the Mark I containment vessel, the steel and concrete capsule serving as a final protection against cooling loss, as being susceptible to explosion and rupture, just what happened at Fukushima.